So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, deep divers? Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa, and today I want to talk about masculinity. I want to talk about creativity. I want to talk about divinity and sexuality. Basically, when I went down to my Aboga initiation in Mexico, I had an intention of really deeply knowing myself. And it's funny because as I say that, I know that I feel very much like I know myself. I feel like it's a journey that I have been full head of steam on, getting to know myself. And yet, specifically for myself, as many of you know, if you've been listening to these podcasts, you know that around sexuality, there's been a big journey, right? And sexuality is tied into my masculinity. And so because of certain wounding in that area and because of my uncomfortability, I felt like there was more for me to learn about my masculinity, about my sexuality, and then also creativity, which is tied into sexuality, right? It's the creative life force energy. And so when I went down to do Aboga, part of my intention was to really more deeply know and understand these aspects of myself. And it wasn't until I got back and I didn't remember a lot of it. And so I was like, wow, I hope it worked. I hope it did what my intention was. And I had a dear brother, Anthony, and he was over and we were in conversation and he was asking me about my trip. And I said, you know, I don't really know. I don't really know if I got what I went down for. And then he just started asking me more specific questions around masculinity, divinity, sexuality, creativity. And the answers that came through were different. They were definitely different. They showed that on a cellular, embodied level, something had changed because of the words that were coming out of my mouth. And I was so profoundly touched by some of the realizations I had, and I didn't even know, like, I can't point to, oh yeah, this is the vision I had that led to me understanding this. No, it was just really touching to hear me say certain things, and I wanted to say them here. I wanted to share them with you. That's what this is all about. That's what this podcast is. And so masculinity, what I feel right now, my current opinion on masculinity is that it's effortless. True masculinity, being in your divine masculine, is effortless. And by the way, this applies to femininity, this to the divine feminine. And yet, so many people, if you look around right now, there's so much work around healing the wounded masculine, healing the wounded feminine, and like men who are trying to understand what it means to be a man right now. And that's so valuable to notice and observe, because when I say it's effortless, what I'm saying is our natural state of being is effortless. It doesn't take any effort for me to be in my divine masculine. The only reason I even think that it takes work is because of the wounding. I have my wounding, whether that's societal, right? Like, boys don't cry, don't show any emotion. You're only as manly as the size of your dick. Like, whatever it is, that part of myself that has been wounded growing up, that's where the effort lies. It's like walking around doesn't take any effort, but if you're carrying around a backpack that's full of rocks, it's gonna take effort just to get up from this seat and go walk around. And that's the equivalent of our masculinity or femininity for you women out there, divine feminine, right? The effort that it requires for a man, the reason why there's so much men's work popping up right now is because men are wanting to know how to step into their divine masculine. And the funny thing is, the only reason we have to step into it, the only reason we've stepped out of it, is because of the wounding. And the same goes for sexuality. Our sexuality is innate. It's a part of being human. And so all of this sexual healing work that I've done, all of it is about removing the wounding to get back to my natural state of being. Creativity. You are born a creative being. You are born a pure channel for Source. And it's only the excuse me. It's only the times that we're told that we're not musically gifted. It's only the times that we're told that, oh, you're not a very good drawer, because we compare how we draw to someone else, and all these things that may shut down our creativity. Those ideas, those limiting beliefs that we build up over time, those create the effort. One of my greatest joys in life is teaching people a creative process, how to unlock and become a vessel for creativity to flow through you. That is one of my greatest joys, my highest excitements right now. I'm designing a video course called Unlocking Your Inner Artist that's entirely about how to do that. And all I'm doing is reconnecting people to your essence, your innate inherent beingness as a creative human being. And only those stories we tell ourselves about not being creative, that's what creates the work. Same with the masculinity. I went down to Iboga to more deeply understand my masculinity, and the answer that I got is that it's effortless. Even the idea that I really need to understand it implies that I don't understand it. And the reason why I feel like I don't understand it is because of the wounding. Because of the times I've been cheated on in a relationship, and I made that mean that I wasn't man enough. I made that mean that somehow, some way, if I was more masculine, that wouldn't have happened to me. I wouldn't have created that situation. And so this musing, this podcast today, is about encouraging you to reframe your own journey with your sexuality, your masculinity, your femininity, your creativity, your divinity. All the things that end with T-Y. The reframe that you get to have is that you don't have to try to be those things. You don't have to try to be creative. You don't have to try to be masculine. Any effort you feel you have to put in to embody that, any disconnection you feel to any of that, is a sign of wounding. It's a sign of trauma. It's a sign of limiting beliefs that you have taken on. And so we don't have to go to men's work or women's work or sexual healing work to try and discover these aspects of ourselves. They are there. They're in you right now. At the greatest image you have, the vision you have for your masculinity, how deeply you feel you want to be connected to your sexuality, it's already there. And the moment you think that you have to go searching for it, you're already lost. Because you're searching in the wrong place. You're not searching for it. What you're actually doing is being in the conversation around what's there that's in the way of me actually seeing my inherent masculinity, my inherent divinity and sexuality. Any disconnection you feel is because something has been put there that's blocking your view. You are whole and complete already. And so that's the viewpoint I want you to have. That's the viewpoint that I am adopting. You're already whole and complete. It's just about remembering that. And what a beautiful mindset to take into it. So many people are moving through this world, through this life, thinking that they're broken, that there's something missing, that they can't be fixed, that they have to go searching and find something outside of themselves to be whole. Forget that. You are whole. You are complete. And the process you're in is just removing the crap that's in the way. So you can see that and remember that. Thank you so much. Thank you for your journey. Thank you for continuing to tune in each week to these. I appreciate you so much. Stay tuned, because this week I'm going to be making a major announcement. Major announcement. I'm giving you a hint. I'm going back on tour. So I may be coming to a city near you. So stay tuned for that this week. If you enjoyed this podcast, subscribe, leave a review, leave a comment. I really appreciate seeing that. It feels good to be whole. It feels good to be complete. And that doesn't mean that I don't have more work. But it's an entirely different mindset going into that work. And it feels good. So try it on. You are seen. You are heard. And you are loved.